It's always a pleasure to welcome Dukes back to the Phoenix FM studio. The finest ukulele band in the land have descended on Brentwood ahead of their appearance at the Brentwood Theatre next Saturday. So it's a big welcome to Joe, Dave, Hazel, Brian and John. Lovely to have you back in the studio and performing live in a moment too. Hi, folks.
Hello. Hi.
Good afternoon to you. Now, we should give a shout out to someone who can't be with us today. It's Martin. Where's Martin today?
Martin's at work.
He's at work earning a living, is he?
Yes.
Yeah. You're just here having fun, aren't you? Yeah.
He's got a proper job.
Yeah. Now, whenever you guys come in, I always have a look at Hazel's blog as a sort of start point to see what you've been up to.
No.
I mean, you've got an excellent website as well, and it reminded me that the last time you came back in March, poor Hazel had no voice, did you, Hazel?
No voice at all, no.
Well, you're in fine voice now by the sound of it. Yeah, you've got over that, have you?
Yeah, just about.
And Joe, it's good to see you this time. You couldn't make it the last couple of times because you also...
I also have a proper job.
Yes. Now, as I said at the start, you're back in at the Brentwood Theatre on Saturday, but you also did a bit of busking in the High Street here a couple of weeks ago, didn't you? How did that go?
That went really well. We had one member of the audience, the fishmonger, who was there the entire... I think he remembered us from the previous time he played there as well.
Okay.
I saw his face drop. But, no, we had a great time. Lots of people wandered past and chucked in a few coins. And we had some people that saw us recently at the Shenfield Cricket Club.
Ah, yes.
Come by and chucked in some paper money.
Wow. And, excellent.
Very generous of them.
Yeah, yeah. And Jo was kind of there in spirit. She wasn't there on the day. But you ended up going in Marks and Spencer's and somebody substituted for Joe, didn't they?
I had a mannequin stand in for me. A lot friendlier.
Yeah.
Thanks, Hazel.
Okay, lovely. Well, I think without any further ado, maybe we could have a song from you, could we?
Yes, this is a song about us. It's called Perfect.
Fantastic.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I don't want...
absolutely perfect. Wonderful. I like your skiddly doodles. Very nice indeed.
My own invention.
Your fine voice, Joe and Hazel. Sorry. Yeah. Now, let's talk about the songs you play. Basically, you perform many different well-known songs in your own style, and they can be from almost any genre, rock, pop, even a bit of classical thrown in. Is it difficult to adapt these songs to your own style and the ukulele, Dave?
Not difficult, no. I think if you take the song right back to its origins, just basically the vocal, the melody, the words and the chord progression, you can then build up your arrangement from that point.
Okay.
Rather than, sometimes you can take the original recording and try and incorporate all the things which are in the record, but then you'll end up just recreating a ukulele version of the record.
Okay.
If you take it right back to an original song and build it up from there, you can create your own completely different arrangement.
Right.
And most good songs can bear lots of different styles and still sound like a good song.
Yeah. What's the most off-the-wall song that you play, do you think?
Most off-the-wall? Well, it's not really a song. It's we've recently started working on the opening theme from Also Sprach Zarathustra.
Ah, 2001, Space 2001. Odyssey. Yeah, all right.
And, that's easy to say. Yeah.
Which is actually called Sunrise, as a little known fact.
Okay.
But yes, so we've been doing that and we'll be incorporating that into our performances.
Oh, I've got to hear that. I would have thought you'd need a keyboard for that, but you don't.
No, well, exactly. No, we just took it right back to what are the notes.
Right, okay.
And them in our
just
own
as
way.
It was originally written for ukulele.
I mean, and, you know, anyone listening can tell you've got a great stage presence as well. You add a touch of comedy and you interact with the audience well. Is that something that comes naturally or do you have to work at it?
Well, we haven't been to a comedy workshop to learn about this technique, so I suppose it's evolved, yes.
Right, so you don't exactly have a script, but you kind of have a routine that you stick to, do you?
I think it's really just come about through evolution. Some little jokes get into the patter that we do on the stage, and then maybe the audience laughed. You think, I'll remember that for next time.
Right, yeah.
I don't think, we've not really sat down.
There may be a few set pieces, but in the main, it emerges from something that might happen funnily on the stage.
Yeah, yeah.
And we sometimes build on that.
Yeah, well, a Duke's gig is not just about the music, is it? I mean, whenever I've been to a Duke's gig, there's a sea of smiling faces all around where they're just enjoying you and the music.
We
are quite funny people. We play rock songs on ukulele.
Well, indeed. Makes
the
you smile. So, a slightly serious point. Now, you're very successful at getting bums on seats. Can I say that on the radio? I think I can, yeah. I mean, quite a lot of your shows are complete sellouts. Now, of course, that is because you put on a really entertaining show and you're very talented musicians and singers. But was it like that when you first started? And what advice would you give to other bands who might be struggling to find an audience? How do you engage with people?
Well, was it like that from the start? Within a year and a half of us starting and really not being a gigging band, just the jam session band, we played at the Cranbourne Theatre on a Wednesday lunchtime, and it was the first time they'd actually packed out the entire theatre.
Really? That's amazing.
With us,
and
admittedly the tickets were only £1 each.
Okay.
But, but nevertheless, 100 people
fantastic.
It was fantastic, yeah. I think a lot of it is actually down to the hard work John puts in, the bass player, John Matic. And in terms of the publicity, but also what we do is we do care an awful lot in great detail about our listeners and our supporters.
Yeah.
And rather than just putting on a show and then, that was successful, and then going away and then doing another one, in between that time, we are working a lot on making contact with the people who came, making sure they have the information they need to come again, giving them a reason to come and see us when there's so many other things to do on the night.
Right.
And by making a connection with the audience, you kind of made that link where they think, they kind of appreciate me coming to their gigs and I'll go again.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you just sort of play and then go off stage and kind of ignore them for the rest of the period in between, there's a subtle thing, but they might subtly feel
forgotten. You get people's email addresses.
Yeah,
we
get email addresses,
that,
we write to them, we occasionally have little competitions. There's the Dukes, I'm a Duke supporter page on Facebook.
Yep.
There's another page on Facebook where they can just tick like, And John now and again has a little banter with them on the Facebook as
well. Yeah, so you work hard at this, John, do you?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot put into it. One of the things that we've started to do the last couple of years is actually say goodbye to the audience.
Right.
So we will come out and wait by the door.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, that's a nice touch. Yeah.
So rather than just disappear.
You kind of make them more inclusive, don't you? I mean, how important in all of that do you think social media is?
Well, we use it a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, we do. We occasionally get something in a local paper. People don't buy papers as much as they used to.
No.
Most people will go on Twitter or Facebook.
Right.
And that tends to be the way we deal with it.
Well,
people access our website.
Yeah.
We get hits on that.
Yeah. So. Well, you're very successful at it. Right, that's enough talking for a bit. Can we have another tune, please?
Yes, we're going to do another song, which I like to think is about us as well.
Okay.
And it's called Too Good To Be Forgotten.
Ah, the Chai Lights one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just one of the reasons why I got him by my side today. He was too good to be forgotten. Now what more can I say? Too good to be forgotten. No, I'll never let him get away. One in a million people shouted from the No, I'll never let him get away. One in a million people shouted from the highest steeple. He's just one of the life wrapped up in.
Lovely stuff. Thank you very much. That's Jukes here performing live in the studio. Jukes will be appearing at the Brentwood Theatre this Saturday. It's Bob Simpson on 123 here on Phoenix FM. It's 1:28 and we're live in the studio with the fantastic ukulele band Jukes. Now, I mentioned earlier, I mean, there's something about your performances that brings people together. That, as I said, there's usually a sea of smiling faces and a great atmosphere. Is that down to you, or do you think it's something about the ukulele?
It's down to us, obviously.
Oh, well, obviously, yeah.
Look at us. We are a sea of smiling faces.
I know. But, I mean, there is something about the instrument, isn't there? It kind of brings people together. I mean, probably more musicians, perhaps, than the normal audience.
It does. The ukulele, yes, it is a friendly. It's like a pet.
Yeah.
You can't help smiling when a pet comes running up to you. Yeah. And singing ukulele has the same sort of effect, I think.
Yeah, and you can take it anywhere, I suppose.
You can do. Oh, we can. Yes, that's right. You can practice. Well, no, you shouldn't practice at the traffic lights.
No.
But that's always possible. It is very portable, that's right. And I noticed that you didn't say the smiling faces are due to the effects of alcohol.
Oh, well, that probably helps a bit
Yes, of course. But not in the Brentwood Theatre, I'm sure. But
No, there's a bar there. That's fine. Now, Joe. We must mention that recently you seem to have been rubbing shoulders with a few celebrities.
Oh.
Well, tell us what's that all about. Come on.
Well, I had a little hug from Ricky Wilson recently.
Of the Kaiser Chiefs, yeah.
We went to a CD signing at HMV Oxford Street. Am I allowed to say that?
Oh, yeah, of course you are.
It's a great way to get a concert for free, quite honestly, because they played for an hour, a small audience, about 250 people.
Oh,
and so Kaiser Chiefs played
brilliant.
From their new album. And then last week I went to meet Tom Chaplin and got the free concert and then got a little hug from Tom Chaplin
off
as well.
Keane, so, of course. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Well, he says that Keane haven't broken up, they've just interrupted their career.
Oh,
so
okay.
It is a solo album he has just released. It's
so
pretty good. I like
is this
it.
A hobby of yours, chasing celebrities? I mean, I noticed you're not wearing the old thing round your ankle.
No, not really. My daughter went to see Bastille for the same reason.
Right.
And we just sort of hooked onto the fact that if you go there for the signing, you get the free concert. So it's a little bit cheapskate of me, really.
And she always takes her ring off as well when she goes there.
I see. Now, and Hazel, I mentioned your blog earlier as well. You seem to have had a really busy year. Few highlights. Perhaps start with Hazel, one of your highlights of the year. What do you think?
I quite enjoyed the firewalking, actually, last weekend.
Although
I
really?
Didn't actually firewalk, but I had my neck scorched by the fire. But, yeah, that was tremendous fun.
Where was that?
That was in Ongar.
Oh, OK.
And it was a charity thing. It was Zinc Arts. They're very nice people. And they had us to play in the cafe, and then they did this firewalk for charity.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that was really good.
Well, it's the Brentwood firewalk this weekend.
Oh,
if you know, if you regret not walking on the poles, you could go and do
actually,
it. Yeah.
So
what about you, Joe? What's your
We went to Prague in the summer, and that was amazing. It was, we were there for about 5 days. We played 3 days. We went to the Pilsner factory, and that's the where they invented beer, I understand.
Right, yes, yeah, yeah. And you've been there a few times before, haven't you, I think?
Yeah, we have.
This is about your third one, is it?
Third trip.
Lovely. All right, John. Highlight of the...
I think there's many, but I think playing at the first Ukefest Essex was quite an exciting thing to do. Because it's the first open air ukulele festival in the country.
Yeah.
And Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain.
I know.
On the top of the bill, and that was quite interesting meeting them.
I know. Another good little ukulele band, but not as good as you lot, obviously. What about you, Dave, leader of the band?
It's a tough question. I mean, back in March, we had a great time when we went down to a little radio station in Brentwood. played a few songs on the air there. I can't remember the name of the station, but it was or the presenter.
You don't work in PR, by the way.
No, that's good fun. And I always enjoyed the busking as well, the other end, the other extreme of our concerts and performances.
Yeah. Yeah, fantastic. And then we come to Brian, of course, and I think I might know what your highlight is. But
I think I'd get killed if I didn't mention the Shenfield Cricket Club.
Oh, yes, yes.
Now, a great crowd.
Tell us the story about this. If I just go, Brian, 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 Brian. Now, tell us what that's all about.
I have no idea at all what that's all about or what started it. It's just gradually built up, I think, really, for the first time we played there. It's just, I think it actually started for the first time a bit of chanting when we did the one of your Phoenix Fridays.
Okay.
There's one or two people there started it, but it got totally out of any sense of control once we started at the cricket club.
We're not actually sure if it's anything to do with his talent.
No. I think it's just because I got the name Brian. But what they don't know is that also in the band we've got the wife of Brian.
Hopefully that won't go over there.
The interesting thing is, Bob, they, on the very last time when I shout in, they're hitting the ceiling at the same time.
Amazing.
And bits were falling out of the ceiling.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And we're busking the other week, and so they came up and told us we've repaired the ceiling.
You're getting too excited.
Yeah. We've seen pictures of the club online when it's a very sedate place.
Yeah.
All sitting at tables, all sitting down, white tablecloths. Nobody spilling beer on the ceiling or getting on people's shoulders to wipe the beer off the ceiling.
Well, we better not do that down place. The Brentwood Theatre. They won't like that. No. Some other little... I mean, again, I looked through Hazel's blog. It all looks like a highlight to me because you've had such a great year. But there was your very own Duke's Fest as well in Hornchurch this year, wasn't there? This is one of a number that you've done over the years. Just very quickly, just run us through what the idea of that is. And
it's a free festival. It takes place in an afternoon. And this last one, as you say, was at the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch.
Yeah.
And it's open to anyone to drop in, ukulele player or just somebody, just a watcher. And there's a number of acts that we've booked in, local acts, society groups, and one or two solo acts. And we've got them playing like a little festival on stage.
Yeah.
But there's also little workshops that we put on for teaching ukulele. And we have a jam session at the end, and we've kind of taught some of the songs so everyone who has brought a ukulele or bought one at the time, because we also have stalls in the room,
right.
Can then all jam together for the final few songs. And it's a lovely atmosphere. And then we always play a concert in the evening as almost like a separate event, but in the same auditorium on the stage.
Yeah, so referring to what we were talking about earlier, that's probably another thing that's helped to build up your following.
Yeah, exactly.
I would think.
Yeah. Giving something back, I think it's known as, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
All take. And we are doing another one, a similar kind of event, up at the Colchester Arts Centre
at
the beginning of July. So anyone listening who wants to nip up to Colchester, have a look at our website and you'll see the details.
You're booked well in advance then, obviously. Yeah. Also, the other one that I picked out was, I've got here, the Cambridge Rock Festival. Was that right? Was it the Cambridge Folk Festival?
No.
The Rock Festival,
Festival.
And you were on the same bill with some quite legendary bands there, weren't you?
Focus were top of the bill that night, and Curved Air were third on the bill. I don't know who the second were.
Right, okay.
Curved Air were third. Yes, we did play, and we've got a large repertoire, and we played our more about the rock end of our spectrum: Deep Purple, Led Zeppelin songs. Who else did we play? I can't remember that. All the rock songs, anyway. Eric Clapton, and so on. So yes, as you said earlier, we've got a huge range of songs, and we've got enough rock, real hard rock songs to include. For a rock festival.
We were the only band there to get an encore.
Fantastic. Yes. Well
don't
done.
Don't normally allow it, but they
not
allowed
even
it for us.
And we've got our names on the T-shirt, and we've gone up the ranking on the T-shirt.
Yes. It's our second time to do
Fabulous.
Cambridge Rock Festival. So.
Fabulous. Well done. Now, apart from the Brentwood Theatre coming up Saturday, which we'll give all the details out in a moment, what's coming up for you after that? You got a busy Christmas planned?
Switching on the lights at Southend, the 19th,
I think. Oh, really? Brilliant.
Yeah. Lavenham Christmas Fair.
Okay.
Which is a lovely event. It's worth going up to Lavenham for. Not so many public events.
Lunar Lounge,
yeah, that's a public event.
Okay,
in London.
That's the 5th of November. That's Firework Night.
But interestingly, we got a few private events and a couple of civic events, which is a bit unusual for us.
Oh.
So we're in Colchester on Friday for the Mayor of Colchester's the Oyster Feast.
Okay.
Yeah. And then into the Mayor of Basildon in the middle of November for a civic event there. So we may have now moved into a different niche market.
It'll be royalty next. You'll be at Buckingham Palace.
That's what we're aiming for.
Okay, so the big show is on Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Brentwood Theatre. Tickets are available by calling 01277 200305. That's Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Or you can get them through the Brentwood Theatre website. Just Google Brentwood Theatre, you'll get that. Have you got any new material lined up for the show?
Yes, there'll be a lot of new songs. Probably about half the set will be different to the last time we played there.
Right.
We're looking forward to that. And I can't remember exactly what the new songs will be, but we will do them.
Yeah, good.
I should say that people can contact the box office, but at this stage, I think it's probably fair to say you can turn up and there will be places.
Okay,
so just
lovely.
Make sure you get there about 7:30, 7:15.
Right.
And there should be tickets available on the door.
Excellent. Well, I'll be coming along and I'm really looking forward to it. Yes.
Have you got any ticket?
Yes. Yes, thank you very much. Yeah. And it's too long since I last saw one of your shows. I've seen you play live several times, but it's been a little while, so I'm looking forward to getting back to it. Good luck. Hope it all goes very well for you.
Thank you.
And maybe before you go, perhaps you can perform one last song for us. But before you do that, how about some contact details for your Twitter and your Facebook and all that kind of stuff?
Right, the website is www.d-ukes.co.uk, and the Twitter address is ukejutes at ukejutes. And if you go on to Facebook, I'm a Duke supporter is the Facebook group. There's also a Facebook like group on there called Uke Jutes. So there's about four aspects. But go on the website, it's all the connections are there.
Excellent. Well, that's absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much for coming.
Or you can meet
us
in person at the end of the gig on Saturday. We'll be there waiting at the door for you.
I'll come and get your autograph. Okay. So Joe, Dave, Hazel, Brian and John, and Martin too, even though he's not here, he's here in spirit. Thank you so much for coming in today and entertaining us. One more song then. What you got?
Yes, we're going to do a song actually featured originally in the A Clockwork Orange, the film.
Okay, yeah.
And we will be performing this one on Saturday evening.
It's not my favourite, is it? Lighthouse Keeper?
Yes.
Ah,
especially for
it.
You, Bob. I Want to Marry a Lighthouse Keeper. One, two, one, two, three, four.
I want to marry a lighthouse keeper and live by the side of the sea. I want to marry a lighthouse keeper and keep him company. I'll polish his lamps by the light of the day. Ships at night can find their way. I want to marry a lighthouse keeper. Won't that be okay? We'll take a walk along a moonlit bay. Maybe find a treasure or two. I'd like living in a lighthouse. How about you? I dream of living in a lighthouse, baby. Every single day. My dreams come true. You'll be a lighthouse keeper too. I'd like living in a lighthouse, a white one by the bay. I want to marry a lighthouse keeper and live by the side of the sea. I want to marry a lighthouse keeper and keep him company. I'll polish his lamps by the light of the day. Ships at night can find their way. I want to marry a lighthouse keeper. Won't that be okay? We'll take a walk along a moonlit bay. Maybe find a treasure or two. I like living in a lighthouse. How about you? I dream of living in a lighthouse, baby, every single day. I dream of living in a lighthouse, a white one by the bay. So if you want to make my dreams come true, you'll be a lighthouse in Bordeaux. I like living in a lighthouse, a white one by the bay.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Now, hang on. Just before you go, one supplementary question. There was some dance moves going on there, Joe and Hazel, wasn't there? Is this something you're introducing to the act?
Self-choreographed.
Yeah, very good.
Make of that what you will.
So we can see some choreography on Saturday, can we?
Absolutely. There's plenty of dancing goes on
all
stage.
Strictly. Okay. Well, fantastic. Well, it's going to be a great show Saturday night at the Brentwood Theatre. Jukes, thank you so much once again. Cheers.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Bye.